He still would die, but
the nigga, you know what I'm saying, Saturday night to Saturday night.
It takes me. That trans throat is different, huh? I'm that bad for real. This is an L I gotta take, but I'm done with the swipe and pipe app forever. Yeah.
Felt like they just they peaked.
High school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. What was that?
It's full.
Do the count. All right.
Unisex. And I wear those shits with
God damn dry ass fingers.
Nah, I got lotion on.
Shit.
I did wash my hands.
I lotioned my hands too. Shit.
I still read that fucking stream
last night.
I said, damn, just like that. So I said, damn. I said, then I did it with my street. I did it off camera. Like,
exactly.
I said, damn, no, I got lotion in my hand. I do new Vera. I said, damn. I said, god damn.
Your hand dry shit too.
See, it worked. Now I got it. I'm saying, damn. Ooh. I said, I just put lotion on my hands and still sound like that shit.
Your hands.
But, what are those Vans that has the heart on it with the eyes on it?
You talking about them
Converses? Yeah, my bad.
No, it's a C something, COA something.
I will wear that. I will wear them with a pair of black pants or a pair of black jeans,
and with some low-key baggy jeans.
Low-key, yeah, and with that white and white sweater with red hearts on it.
I'm about to find it right now. It's COA something.
If they really make a sweater like that, bro, or a shirt like that, I wear it.
I mean, we can make that motherfucker though.
Oh yeah, we can.
Just look it up. Titties.
I ain't gonna say nothing. Well, voice my ankle.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Oh, we
I'm
just
flipping that.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, what's good, y'all? It's your boy Zach the Riot, aka ZTR.
Oh damn.
My bad, I was in my own world just now.
It's your boy Bantu Talk, aka Bambino.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Southern Royals Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even see. This nigga looked at me and said.
All right. This nigga just like, you gonna say something,
bro? Nigga, don't forget your lines.
Oh, those are Chucks. Yeah, those are, I mean, Chucks. They said, are they still worth it? I wear them. I had a pair of Converse before. I wore the mess out of them, bro. I kind of like shoes like these now, especially like these Nike Blazers.
The Cortez. I like shoes like these. Since you're showing off shoes, god damn it.
I've been having these, bro. These are old.
These
like, what, 2 years old now?
Two, three.
God. Why do niggas be getting fat-ass dreads like that?
Them freeforms.
Oh, it's what?
Freeforms.
But why?
They just don't want to get a retwist, so just do what it do.
Hot damn. Yes, Lord. Nah, bro. I saw a TikTok with a Japanese girl. She said, I don't think I'm that pretty. Bro, I wish I saved that shit, because to me, I don't know if to you, but to me, I said, you know what? I fuck with it. I said, bro, I said, excuse me, ma'am. I said, I just want to tell you something. I just want to tell you this. From afar, you look good, but up close, you look amazing. All I want to tell you is, you look like a 5-course meal. I'm just trying to dig you on in.
I'm just trying to eat you, please you, and be never leave you.
Yo, that's even better. God damn, on the spot.
That's off the top of the dome, man. I do this shit for real and stuff.
Nigga, just... What, you say that again, bro? I'm trying to... Well, he said, I'm trying to eat... What, you said...
I'm trying to ease your mind.
He said, I'm trying to ease you, please you.
Never leave you.
God damn. It's like when you just had those moments. God damn.
This nigga is. Ooh.
He's spitting. I like that bucket hat.
Which one? That one?
Right there.
Hell yeah. I've been watching Hard Knocks for like this whole week.
Oh, they tearing that shit down.
Them niggas said, fuck LeBron.
Hey, man, shit. You gotta realize LeBron was the youngest player on the team. He was the youngest player. He has to be the youngest player in Cavs history to drag them to an NBA Finals. If the Cavs went ahead and played, if LeBron was not the only one carrying the team and everybody picked up their weight when he was drafted to them, bet money he would have won his first ring back then in the early 2000s.
But yeah, he low key with him.
I feel like if he had Kyrie there, if Kyrie was there, if Kyrie was there, if LeBron stayed one more year, and they drafted Kyrie, bet money probably would have won.
Is Kyrie still playing?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Damn.
Yeah, bro, with the Mavs. Oh. God damn.
I ain't hear about the Mavs in so long, nigga. Goddamn.
Nigga. When they put that, what was that? That Erykah Badu thing.
I need my restitution.
My fault. No, what's that Erykah Badu and say, hey. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Hey. Oh.
These people say, I mean, whoever listens to them, shut up. Damn.
Shut the fuck up.
But they put, when Kyrie went ahead and did a layup on on the Spurs.
You can't bet me a money.
On the Spurs. What's his name? Freaking on the Spurs.
Who? Is he old?
The rookie. On the Spurs, the tall rookie, 7 foot.
Victor?
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah, Wembanyama.
Wembanyama?
Yeah, fudge. Anyway, let's get to it. Actually, let's get, since we talk about sports, you heard that Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul?
He gonna whoop that ass.
Now, cuz, let me tell you something. For the people who have not heard this, search this on TikTok right now. I'm not lying to you. This probably is gonna go out after the, I mean, before the fight, probably after the fight, but we gonna try to make this before the fight.
When's the fight?
Like, shit.
My fault.
My bad. You good? Let me see. That's a good question.
I'm just not hearing about this. I ain't been on a damn thing in so long.
Yeah, bro, you know I stay on TikTok at the job, bro. It's like, if you stay on the server room, you got no choice but to watch like YouTube videos, TikToks, or look at movies while you do your work. Or listen to music and listen to podcasts.
Because you know what to get? Skip, I need my restitution.
Maybe three.
What
it is? Oh, it's July, so it's gonna be. We gonna upload this way before. So okay.
Damn, what the fuck we say so at the same time?
You know. Well,
sit up, nigga. Damn, sit up.
Oh, we slumped that shit.
I'm sick of us sitting slumped and shit like we lazy ass people.
I'm like this. Look at my mic. I'm like this.
You like this?
Just cross my hands like this. Hold the mic like this. But nah. The fight is. These are the rules. You can say however you want, but let's be real. I wouldn't want to say money talk bullshit. What the fuck? Oh, that's the tag, Steve. Yo, I rub against my hand or something.
You got skin, nigga?
No, I said, what the fuck is that? Like, no. Nah. Let's see. How can I say it? Skills talk, bullshit walks.
Skills talk. Okay. So.
Or better yet, hands talk bullshit walks. I feel like, but as I was saying before, the camera had cut off because out of memory, had that much memory. These were the rules. The rules were, you can say, like I said, if hands talk bullshit walks. These are the rules. Jake Paul is allowed to wear headgear.
If he's allowed to wear headgear, that's just over with.
No, he's allowed to wear headgear. Yeah, because I feel like you're pissing him off even more.
Did you see? No, go ahead. See what you got to say real quick.
He's allowed to wear headgear, and that gives the chance for Jake Paul to give a greater chance for Jake Paul to knock Mike Tyson out than Mike Tyson to knock Jake Paul out, which, let's be for real, even though he's nearing 60, don't even matter if you got headgear or not. Mike Tyson can still knock you smooth out.
Exactly.
Regardless, it protects you up here on your size. But if he does like a straight jab or just straight like a straight punch or a jab, you're done.
That boy just
that slow mo. How they doing fighting that slow mo? Nigga, know to be like this. You know how these dudes look.
The lip now. You see the little spit come up.
Oh my god. Nigga be out. And then there's another one. Jake Paul is allowed to tag in his brother Logan Paul, and it's not like tag team wrestling, like you tag out and you know the other person take over. He can tag Logan so both can fight Tyson at once.
No,
but guess what, people know, since how cocky Jake Paul is, he probably ain't gonna tag in Logan just because to win the whole thing himself, which is stupid. Now here's another one. There's only going to be a weigh-in for Tyson. The weight limit is 160 pounds. Mike Tyson has to meet. Mike Tyson has to meet that weight. While Jake Paul can be whatever weight he can be. He could be 160 or he could be 200. He could be a light heavyweight or he could be a heavyweight.
They know Mike Tyson's not gonna make the weight, so there's already gonna be a win for him.
You said what?
Mike Tyson's not gonna make that weight. He's already 2-something.
Yeah, but still
like 260.
But still, bro, if you look at his training videos, this man slimmed down.
Did you see how hard he was hitting his trainer?
I know, I saw that. I'm like,
nigga said,
and training like this, I'm guessing he's god damn.
Nigga said, stop, wow. Stop, stop.
He said, shit. Like, damn. I said, shit.
You see his face release it.
I said, nigga, I'm about to die. But nah. Thank now you, listen, geez. This is the kicker. There will be a drug testing only on Mike Tyson. So Jake Paul is allowed to do any drug athletic and
performance. Why is it just Mike Tyson?
I don't know, because listen, it's Mike Tyson, bro. It's Mike Tyson.
All he do is shrooms and smoke weed, probably.
But listen, that too, that's one reason, because you can't be high on intoxicators, but you know, in your system. But
yo, he not going to do that while he fighting.
Yeah, I know that, for real, but I don't know why they going to allow that shit. Then everybody on the internet is saying like, man, that's bullshit, all this. You hear Mike Tyson talking about it?
Hell no.
The only thing he going to say, my hands got, only person that's going to answer is these hands, bro.
Let's watch one of his fights, right?
Like, it's just like, bro, Mike, damn, pollen. But like, bro,
I'm saying,
but bro, nothing's gonna stop.
Dumbest question ever just now.
What?
How the fuck you spell Mike Tyson?
I'll be like, nigga. Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, just like, I'll look at Nick.
like the time you looked me out when we was at the softball game, I said, do they say hot fried chicken? He said, Nick.
Yeah, I like, you thought I didn't hear it. I like, nigga.
That nigga said, I got pissed off a little bit. I said, my bad. I was just asking genuine questions.
Like, I didn't even get pissed off. It was just like the thing. Like, it was so like, I was like, really, nigga? Like, I really want to do that whole video. Like, really, nigga? Really?
I'm clipping that too. I hope you know that.
I'm still on that shit. And that man said, really, nigga? Really?
Really, nigga?
What's the number for 911? If somebody actually, I really want to smack the mess out of
them. I would not. I just, bitch.
I said, bro, come here. I said, come here. Just come here. You have to receive these hands.
You know, I'll just call myself.
Just, oh, my God. Just, and, like, who would you go up against? Would you go up against a prime Mike Tyson or the old Mike Tyson? Now, granted, prime Mike Tyson is strong, but he's quick. Old Mike Tyson, he's a little bit slow, but he got that old man strength.
I'm about to say, I would rather go with none.
I like when niggas do skits. Oh, but so I remember when the dude said do a skit. He said, I needed that at chiropractor or some type of shit. He said, "What?" He said, "We're gonna have our special masseuse or whatever come in and finish the job or some shit up." He said, "Okay." He said, "Okay, Mike, come on in." "Okay, Mike Tyson, come on." He's like, "What, Mike Tyson?" he said, "No, man, I'm good." He said, "I heard you had some back problems." He said, "I heard you had some back problems." He said, "No, man, I'm good." "No, man, sit down. He said, "Come on." He said, "Just wait a minute." He said, "Look, it's not gonna hurt that bad." He said, "I'll make sure it ain't gonna hurt that much."
You want a kid?
Nah, what's crazy? What he said one time in one of his interviews, he said, "I'll fuck you till you love me." I like this. I said, "No, stop." Look, I like this.
No.
No, nigga, I was like, this nigga, I said, somebody stop him. Please, stop. Oh, my God. He's a menace. Fuck a menace. He ain't a menace. That nigga's a demon. Like, I'm like, that nigga ain't no menace no more. He a fucking demon.
He would Vaughn them.
Oh, but it's crazy. But what are your thoughts on that, man? Like, it's crazy how they gonna do this shit for Jake. I like, this ain't no real fight, but they trying to do that shit to make it more entertaining, which I get it. But at the same time, just make it a regular old boxing match. He been trained. Jake Paul has stopped making content and vlogs and all that, and focus. Well, he probably is making it, but he's mainly focused on boxing. So make it a professional boxing, because he know, these niggas know. Even though Mike Tyson's around damn near 60, this nigga still going to eliminate this nigga.
Still, like, Floyd Mayweather was giving that nigga the work.
Huh?
Remember Floyd? Who? Damn, I can't talk. Who Floyd fought that one time? Jake or Logan?
Logan.
He was giving that nigga the work, though. Was he? I don't remember.
You mean Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
Was giving Logan Paul work?
Yeah.
Even though they was different weights?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he won.
Different heights, too.
Yeah, he won. Exactly. I think by knock, he won by knockout.
Nigga was talking about
and Logan, like, he's what, 30, and while Floyd Mayweather is like what, mid-50s,
yeah, yeah,
mid to late 50s.
And he said, dude, if Floyd lost, he was gonna be on his record. Nigga still undefeated. Fuck boy.
Oh my god.
How you spell it?
I'm still thinking about that Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight, because I feel like Conor McGregor. Some people feel like Conor McGregor threw that fight because he was already getting paid like what, a couple million.
He's one of the Samoan, that's all. While Mike Tyson leaked training camp to kick.
Actually, he did make a video. He said he is fighting Mike Tyson. Look at Jake Paul, nigga. It's like, he looking at him. I like, bruh, I like.
Johnny look like damn Mike Tyson right there. Why am I studying Mike Tyson?
You mean right there?
Yeah.
But that really is him.
Like, he look young as hell.
Yes, he shaved it all. But you be thinking, like, look at Jake Paul. Look, if you look at his face, he try to look intimidating. I'm like, bro, I feel like he look like he's shitting his pants.
Nigga, you ain't scared nobody.
Just like you don't see the videos of how quick this nigga really is, still is.
Like, nigga, did you watch the training video? Did you not almost shit yourself?
Shit. But it's pretty dumb, huh? Like, what kind of money?
Mm.
I don't know that currency.
Oh, the currency. Now this nigga just cheesing. I ain't gonna lie, that nigga Floyd always been a flexing that nigga, though.
Yeah, shit, who can blame him?
I mean, shit, I wouldn't.
Like, nigga, like, he rightfully earned it. No fucks are given. But to me personally, I wouldn't be flexing all my shit.
No, I wouldn't
either. I'm not that much of a flexer. I just want you to, listen, I just want you to figure that shit out.
When you see me, you see me.
Figure if I got money or not.
Where is this shit at? Who?
Sorry, I'm reading some.
Hold on, look. He did knock his ass out.
Who did?
Look.
Yeah, I told you.
Pow.
Bing. Bitch.
That boy said, "Go to sleep. Go to sleep, yeah, nigga." So I think I might have a watch party for this shit. This nigga streaming now, goddamn. Shit, boy. Damn, that shit look good.
Okay, I got it.
Damn, that look good.
Oh, my God. Nigga, I made some wings before I got here. I ate that shit like, what, 2-3 hours ago.
Nigga, you ain't bring me on there. You ain't.
They all right, because I ain't gonna lie. Dom had helped me, but it's like, we had used two different butters. I don't know. It's probably my taste.
He's like, we do
something. Like garlic, he got one little bit of garlic herb and the rest of his regular butter. I'm like, shit ain't, the thing ain't thanging.
Yeah, you can't use garlic bread sometimes on certain stuff.
I thought that nigga lip, teeth went through his lip. I remember that fight. That nigga was like a gangster or whatever?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
A boss or whatever. But he talking shit, but I feel like, nigga. Look at that shit. Look at that mean ass face, nigga. He like, nigga, I missed, but you about to catch this left. Okay. All right. Now let's get to the list, because I was looking through some shit. You know what's crazy?
What?
How some people say, like, tell you you ain't shit. Like, mm-hmm. Like they say you ain't shit. You know, in our way of saying country ways, you got to say, like, I thought about this way. Like, you know, people said you ain't got a pot to piss in the window, throw it out. Listen, that's the country way. And how if I can lie down our way, I thought of an insult. Somebody said, man, you ain't worth the pot to piss in the window to throw it out. I like, damn, you ain't worth the pot or the window? Damn.
You ain't worth two niggas and one dime.
Man, I laughed. Somebody said, you ain't worth the flies off a camel's ass.
You ain't worth the shit on the bottom of my damn shoe.
Oh, damn. That's like Southern type shit. Nah. I remember like the one I told you, those Southern grandpa scenes, the video I showed you, TikTok. Oh, yeah. That man said, he said, you know your mama. You know she comes in the room to stir shit up and leave without licking the spoon.
said, what the yo?
I said,
pop pop, what the fuck?
I said, damn, you know what's crazy than that? I like this, bro. He said, son, you found a hammer? He said, son, you couldn't find a hammer. He said, you know, I tell you what. He said, if I bought a whole truck full of dumbasses and I only got you, I got my money's worth. I like, damn.
And bitch, you're slow. Damn, I don't got my whites on.
Hold up, bitch. What the fuck? No. I don't fuck this one.
Did you delete this shit?
You want to go off my phone?
No, that was my other thing.
Oh. Nigga, how was it? Nigga, we didn't get the weekly check-in. Damn, why I say it like that? It's like a bitch. I sound scared.
Sound like a bitch. You go ahead first, man. How was your week?
Well, you know, it was weekend. You know,
the week was weekend. I see some shit like that now. Like right now, like bro, I be thinking life is life, and bro.
Damn, that's what it is right now.
Like, I really named my first official like long stream for a good while. Like life was life.
How long was the stream? That, I remember
like, it was like an hour and some change.
We was just talking. I was like, yeah. I knew you reacted to a video. Huh? You react to a video too.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, like that reminds me. Let's get down to this Aiden Ross thing, bro. Now, cuz, listen, I know we talked about this, but let's talk about it a little bit more.
Ooh, damn, man.
He's eat it. Same man says, eat it. Ugly ass. eat this left real quick. But real quick, now, for this is a question for y'all too, and but just in general. How would y'all feel if one of your friends, you know, y'all all streamers, and you know one of your friends is like the biggest streamer, and then he got a deal, and you know he got his deal and all he said. Then all of a sudden he got a deal, and he said, and the people said, for this contract you have to sign like about 5 to 10 people mm-hmm. to stream, and you go ahead, 5 to 10 people to stream, they'll get $50,000 a month as payment. Plus, you know, actually, they just get $50,000 a month as payment. Jeez. And now, but you said, okay, cool. I know, I got some homeboys. I got some friends, bro. And you hit up, and your friend hit you up. The big streaming friend hit you up with the deal. And he said, hey, I'm buying this warehouse for $4 million, $4 million. And I'm converting it to separate like apartments. So everybody can have their own apartment with their own kitchen, bedroom, living room, and everything.
Right. They get their own apartment?
They in that warehouse, they got their own sections.
In a warehouse?
Yeah, I think it was a warehouse.
Damn, that's hard though.
Yeah, he said he made it to where they have their own sections. So I think the apartment type thing. So, you know, own bedrooms. However many rooms they want, like 2-3 rooms, I don't know, their living area in the kitchen, whatever. Like, bro. And the thing is, and guess what? It's okay, that's you. You got a place to live, and you getting $50,000 a month. And the only thing you have to do is stream 5 hours a day. Just 5 hours a day. That's would y'all take that deal? And plus, that's a good friend because they're looking out for you. Because you a streamer, and they a streamer, and say, you know what? I got some homies that, you know, that can profit about this. I'm getting, they basically giving you your, the most biggest chance of your life. The only thing you have to do is abide by the contract and not screw them over.
Nigga, I did that shit.
To me, look, right.
I did 5 hours for free last night.
Man, I know. I looked at that shit. I'm like, damn, this man really went on. I only went for like an hour, almost 2 hours.
Yeah, when you got off, nigga, I was still going.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, I don't get it, bro. Like, if the homie is giving you a chance like this, you living off, like, you know, have a second, you have a job, and you also do streaming. You living off donations and a little bit of sponsorship, and you still getting paid, like, almost like minimum wage for, like, streaming.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, your homie come with you, hey, I got you a deal. Hey, here, I can give you this deal. $50,000 a month. You still go ahead and make streams. You still getting paid off of streams, getting donations and stuff, and your sponsorship. Plus, you getting $50,000 a month. You sign this contract. And plus, matter of fact, I have a warehouse where you can have your own little apartment, so you ain't got to worry about a place to live. The only thing you got to do is stream 5 hours a day. Now, if they do that, like you got to think about this in an actual business setting. If you stream or if they stream, they making money. Some of that money also comes towards Aiden.
Exactly.
Because you streaming, you get a majority. You get a good chunk. You get $50,000 a month. Plus, Aiden is also probably getting like an extra $10,000, $20,000, probably a couple $100,000.
Damn near half a mil.
Damn, yeah, half a mil a month or half a mil a year or a couple of couple $10,000 a month from you streaming from that, because you making money and he's making money.
Exactly.
That's a win-win situation. But then at the same time, like you know, you couldn't fumble that, bro.
I wouldn't fumble,
especially
that.
If you can hold up to 5,000 to 10,000 people looking at your views a day. You good. Yeah. And then, bro, Aiden's friends have screwed him over, bro. They wanted to be lazy. They just thought like, oh, Aiden's the homie. I can just live here for free. I'm just getting $50,000 a month. I'm all good. And then Aiden said, hell no, bro. He said, if you're doing that shit, you might as well just go ahead and pay me rent.
Like, at this point, because, nigga, if you're doing that shit rent-free, nigga, I'm streaming every day.
Yeah, and then guess what?
For 5 hours, that's it?
And Aiden said, like, bro, you ain't got to pay for nothing, bro. But honestly, to be honest with you, I think this is the man this is the person I am. Even if you say I'm living there for free, I'm probably still going to give you like
a little bit something.
Like, I'm probably still going to give you like about, depending on how much it is, I'll probably still give you like about $2,000 a month or something like that, at least, or $1,500 a month. And that's it.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, that's just me, because I just feel like,
a little something. Like, you need something, I buy you groceries, something just like that. You need
like, if you ask me, I say, yeah, man, you did me this favor. I can help you out.
Yeah, like, bro, I would do that.
Yeah, until you go on your own and get your own. But to be honest with you, I probably get my, if I'm doing this, I ask him like this. But, of course, I have me a lawyer present when I sign the contract. Even though we boys, I'm still having a lawyer present.
I'm about to say, I don't give a fuck, man. I'm getting my lawyer.
Yeah, I'm getting my lawyer. And then if
my lawyer, my dad, somebody, my mom.
Yeah, bro, I'm getting somebody. But it's best, like, you know, either that or both of them. My lawyer and your parents, just so you have 2 ears on this shit, so you can hear this shit. But I'd be like this. Yeah, you give me a place to live, but I'll probably save up my money and find my own place. I'll probably get my own house. Like, I don't mind, but, like,
depending on
how I feel about this shit.
Yeah, and how close that shit is. There, thing like.
What the fuck? I don't want to see that. Because I look, I like.
That's a nigga.
But yeah, like. But no, some of his friends, especially that. I forgot that black boy. Cuff. That ghetto Billy Ghost Gruff looking motherfucker. He gonna go ahead and say, like, old niggas kept on saying they'll die for it. Die then. Nigga, yeah, niggas will die for this shit.
Like, nigga,
in today's society,
I wouldn't die for this shit.
You know what I mean? But like,
yeah.
But like, in today's society, bro, anybody would take that deal. If you can hold, Aiden say, if you can hold at least a 10,000, 2,000, 5,000, 3,000, even 10,000. You can look on the camera. $10,000 out, like 10,000 people a day. Goddamn.
Goddamn, see a long ass feet.
I thought it, you said it. But she looked good. Damn.
Is that right?
She still look nice without makeup.
She could dress too.
Yeah. That's a face I wake up in the morning to. Let me stop. But anyway, who's that? Okay, I gotta get off. I gotta stop doing that. I'm like, damn, who's that? Who's that in the blue? Looking thicker than a Snicker, and I'm trying to take a break.
You mean Kit Kat, nigga?
No, Snickers take breaks too. Yeah.
Shut up, nigga.
Matter of fact, no, it's better. I ain't feeling myself. I think I need to take a bite. Think about that Snickers commercial. Yeah, you think about that shit. Who's in that pink? Stop. Okay, I really got to get off topic. Nah, his name was Cuffin. This man said, it's really not like that. We weren't getting that much money. This nigga,
Aiden, 50 bands.
Yeah, answer, Aiden just said on his live, the contract you would get between 30 to 50K month.
How would you want 100,000? Bitch, you're not worth 100,000.
But at the same time, you also got to think about it. You also got to probably save a couple $1,000 for taxes. Because, you know, if you sign that, it's like a W-2 form where, you know, taxes automatically be taken out. You probably got to save money on the side. I'm thinking too logically right now.
I could do that.
Yeah.
If you're getting 50 bands.
Yeah, nigga, look, I put like this. Look, honestly, my smart ass would be like this. I pay off all my bills with my first check. Plus, I take out $5,000 and put that in an account so I won't touch it for taxes. I ain't going to cap. I put a little bit more money in for investments. So later on in the future, my money can keep on growing in my investments. So if the contract runs out or whatever, nigga, I still got money.
I paid my bills, all my bills off for 2 months.
That's what I'm saying. I be paying my bills, but guess what, bro? Investments, bro? Investing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. So guess what? The contract run out. They said, we got to kick you out, nigga. I'm good. I still got money from this shit.
Nigga, you see them green lines going up?
Right. But yeah, bro, like, people will go, nigga. If you can, this means if you can hold 5,000 people a day, you're good. He'll sign you.
That's it, shit.
Nigga, bro, if that was me, cause I ain't gonna say, look, if that was us, bro, Tiff, I said, yo, we gonna hit up Aiden. Immediately. I said, immediately, we gonna hit up Aiden. I'm like, Nick.
Hey, Nick. My bag's packed. Hey,
nigga. Nigga, I was waiting. Where you at? Miami, where else? Hey, yo, we going to Florida.
Hey, we'll be back in like, here.
In a year. We come here for vision. Like, if we go, bro, if he sends us that shit, and he said, only thing you gotta do, have that, I'll take that paper to my lawyer, read that shit real quick with me.
Hit it with the meme.
I was like, hit, you know, slide, yeah, help me, sell me out with that shit real quick. Nigga, read that shit. Oh, it's all legit.
Alright, nigga.
Done, send that shit. You're good when you come up here. Nigga, I am on the way now.
Nigga, I came here yesterday.
Oh, but so he said, well, yeah. I said, bro, I'm on the road now. He said, oh, for real? Hell yeah, fuck you talking about? Nigga, fuck you talking about? Got me fucked up. You think I really ain't gonna be on the road here, bro?
Hey, I just don't want to be doing no crazy shit, though. Like, if I could just do whatever I want.
Yeah, that too.
Nigga, it depends on if I can invite people over.
That too. Now, if you bring it out, yeah, all these other dudes bringing some wild shit, I'm like, hey, yo.
I'm not.
Is it possible? Can I get my own place? Because like, I like, if the contract, if do I void this contract if I get my own place? Because I'm like, because this shit ain't gonna work, my guy.
Like, nigga, I ain't gonna lie, though. If they doing crazy shit over there and I'm trying to sleep, because I ain't gonna lie. If I do, like, I do, like, midday streaming and sometimes I do late night stream. But if I'm sleeping late night, bro, y'all better be doing no crazy shit, goddamn.
Oh, God.
I don't want no girl coming to my day and telling me, oh, my bad. No, I'll be,
like, I'd be pissed. I'm like, bitch.
What's up, dude?
Who the fuck is you? Like, look, I'd be pissed. Like, who the fuck is you? So you just telling me you just go open up niggas' doors without knocking?
What if I was butt ass naked? Nothing but dick, huh? My eyes is up here, ma'am.
That nigga said nothing but dick. I'm sorry, it's just crazy. What was this nigga? Just nothing but dick. Like, excuse me? But nah, bro. Just think about that shit. Oh, shit, we gotta get ready in a minute. But
wait, what time it is?
6:30 to 4.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
we gotta get ready.
Yeah, let's get rested. But, like, that shit is really crazy, bro. Nigga kept on saying. And, bruh, no, Cuffin, his girlfriend, his ex now, basically told him, bruh, if you had a woman that was there with you through streaming, you was getting paid minimum wage, she didn't care, but she still loved you. She was working.
Nigga, she was streaming with nothing.
She was, like, you was streaming. She was with you when you were streaming with nothing. Or you was getting paid minimum wage, or she said he was with, he signed to somebody making minimum wage and made shit. She was working making 4 to 5 hours a day, working 4 or 5 hours a day, making, like, you know, not making that much. While he could have been up there making around $50,000 a month. She said that's no excuse, bro. You fumbled the bag. She said, that's no excuse. You messed it up.
You a dumbass.
Bro, I ain't gonna cap. Damn, she's not out of sleep. She at that window.
She was.
Yeah, but the thing was, I feel like if you have a girl that was like that with you, if you have a girl that was like that with you, bro, if it's like you, and she loving, she stayed with you thick and thin, I feel like I'm obligated. Like, yeah, that's it. I be like, you can get your job. You can still have your side hustle and stuff like that. But I got you.
I'm taking care of you.
For real. I like, once I said, how you fuck that up? Then when you look, but listen, when you looked at her and you looked at him, I like, how the fuck he got her? Like, I'm thinking, like, I said, she bad. She bad, bro. If you look at it, like, Cuffin, like, she, like, I don't know if I see it. I was like, damn, she bad. Asian, look like Asian. I'm like, God damn. But I don't get it, bro. You fumbled the bag that badly is crazy. I would have been streaming like a motherfucker. Cause I got a question. Listen, this is a childhood right here, bro. So let's just get off that because you're just rambling off. Because, man, you remember the Bat Boy arguments?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Damn, that shit was crazy, bro. That shit was sad. I was like, damn.
My feelings were hurt.
I said, that's memorabilia for life.
Oh, my God. They said the creator passed away.
You know who else passed away, too?
Who?
I don't know if it's true or not, but the man who made Goku. I mean, Dragon Ball Z.
He did.
Damn.
I said, nigga, I'm like, I said, damn, childhood icon. Well, I call them icons in the, you know, in the creative, like in the entertainment business, like for cartoons, like they are icons. Even the woman who created Backyardigans, who got a Golden Globe.
She got that shit, bro. She about to.
The man who made Dragon Ball Z, made Dragon Ball all the way up to, I don't know about the new Dragon Ball or something. But the man who made childhood memories, bro, Dragon Ball, bro.
And Dragon Ball Z in the backyard again.
Remember that shit, but every time when that shit come on, Nick Jr., Nick, I'm here.
What? What we doing, Sonya? Oh, Tanya. Tanya. Tyrone.
Tyrone, Tanya. Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
Shaniqua. And when you hear these names, I like, these motherfuckers are black.
These is niggas.
These are nigga. Look, like,
except for Pablo. Pablo is kind of a nigga.
Dominican.
Yeah.
But like, listen, nigga, I ain't gonna lie. When I saw Dominican, I'm like, oh, he a nigga. Then I said, oh, no, he's speaking Spanish. I like, bitch. He said, I'm no nigga. I said, you a nigga. You dark nigga. You nigga. You a nigga.
You was nigga.
You can classify as a nigga. Just say it.
You don't know the border.
Especially, bro, when those Spanish at the job, like, bro, because we, Wednesday, because their parents like us, they were cool, and they just kept on saying, nigga. I'm looking at them like, they said, nigga. I like, nigga, what? Like, when I heard that shit, I'm like, I get we in the same boat, kind of. But I never thought they just use nigga like that. Like, nigga. I like, nigga.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Me, I had a conversation with one of the dudes at work. He was like, how you feel about, like, other races call you nigga? I was like, to be honest, everybody know I would have a problem with it, kind of, sort of, because they gonna say it either way.
Yeah, they gonna say it either way. But if you say hateful type shit, right, we gonna fight. But like, if it's like a Hispanic, Dominican, like
Filipino,
that, Filipino, I ain't got no problem with you actually. Yeah,
can you say it? I'm gonna say,
yeah, but
nigga, shut up.
Like, for real. Like, but then if you have a white friend that says, I like, I don't know, you don't want to say that a lot.
And then I had a dude. He used to like play. Not. I feel like he was playing around, but at the same time he was provoking. I was like, say. I was like, all right, say it. I dare you to say it. I'm
like,
yeah, because
if you, I ain't gonna lie, have a white friend, like, I have white friends, they don't want to say it, but I'm like, you can say it, but just don't
overly say it.
Because if you overly say it, then I'm gonna have to overly shove this fist down your fucking throat. And I ain't gonna lie, so. Like, when something come off the top of the dome, I said, you don't have to overly say it, because if you overly say it, I'm going to shove, actually not down your throat, I said, I could overly shove my foot down in your ass.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Like, I heard.
Fist, you the goddamn fist, nigga. Down your throat. I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I went over.
Boy, shitting out fingernails.
Oh, damn. The dumbass like this, I said, oh, damn. Yeah. But nah, bro, that's childhood icons just passed. I'm like, damn. God. And where they at?
I don't know.
Shit, my fat ass wanna go to that restaurant too.
I'm saying
that. I'm saying, like, I'm looking at here like,
I don't know about that though. Okay.
If you see my face, I'm like this.
You know what
I mean? Like, the tacos are like, them tacos ain't tacoing. You taking sips, nigga? This is a shot, nigga. I'll be like,
I go.
Oh, the lights going?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still messing with the other ones in blue. I was like, how you doing? Look, y'all be, how you doing? Oh my God.
How you doing, ma'am? I don't know why, but I love a girl with a tattoo that, like it's right there. And she got a good skin, too.
Yeah, I want that tattoo on that thigh. On that thigh meat.
That in a spine tattoo.
Oh. I kiss it.
I kissed it.
He said it's a shit out here. I kiss it.
What? I said it might taste. I kissed it.
Let's go ahead. You said Big Meech getting Big Meech.
You know Big Meech is?
Yeah, that nigga was in jail.
He ain't been in jail for the longest.
I did not know that.
Nigga was supposed to serve 30 years.
For what?
RICO charge, drug trafficking.
Oh, okay, yeah. God damn. God damn, nigga, get RICO charge. Nah, bro, what was crazy? When they went ahead and showed a video, bro, of freaking Chief, Jesus Christ. Young Thug in the courtroom standing up, that nigga just itching down there.
Oh, yeah, I see that shit.
And the judge said, this is not professional and all that. I'm like, hey, yo, what you did, bro? Yeah, look, I'm like this. I said, hey, yo, what you did? Somebody said, hey, bro, what he doing there? He did something.
And he just texts.
Who is
it? Jordan. He's like, where you, ER is at? Located at?
ER.
Yeah, ER.
But nah, you know what's crazy? The thing is?
What?
You just text, you just type in, who listened to R. Kelly music?
Are we still listening to R. Kelly music? To be honest, me. Oh, go ahead, say what you gotta say.
Oh, no, go ahead.
To be honest, me. I'm still gonna listen to that nigga, cause Nigga, we've been listening to this nigga, and when did this shit come out that he was fucking little girls and pissing on little girls? And did
early 2000s, and these niggas paid. He of course he had money to pay niggas off.
And what did niggas do? What did people still do?
Still listening to that damn
music. Exactly. So what the fuck we stopped listening to now?
Because that last album that he heard but took down.
So
that nigga admitted it. I'm like, so, and he been made that album. And the thing is, I don't get it. I'm thinking like,
nigga made a song called saying, I Admit It.
Yeah, I did it. And I'm just saying like, so, and he made a whole album admitting that he did all songs. He admitted what he did. And I'm thinking like, so why the fuck did you just say like in the interview on the documentary, fighting R. Kelly, I'm trying to fight for my fucking life.
Y'all killing me with this shit.
I like,
they said so somebody. I don't know how to talk about it.
Yeah, I say, but in the song he did, like, how to talk to somebody. I like. I said, so damn, you lying, nigga. That's crazy.
You know what's crazy?
What? You keep that to yourself.
I should have kept it to myself.
Yeah, you should have kept that shit to yourself. Kept that shit to whoever had it.
You should. Can you mute that for me? Can you mute that for me?
I don't know. I don't know. You sound like.
Go on, just for one time.
I got you. Like you said, appreciate. I really saw. I like. Oh, I was.
I seen like the second of it. It was on Tasty Blacks. Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. You probably have to go. You had to spend some time on that.
No. It was right there.
It was right there.
It was right there.
Shit like that. You had to spend some time to go in there.
Yeah, it said R. Kelly. I was like, huh?
But you just know, I had too much ample time when that time I told you I just sat down and just watched like movie after movie, just to see the ending if there was an ending. I had too much time. I didn't do nothing, bro. I legit sat down, popcorn maker, sat down with my drink, water, and popcorn. Just did like this. Look, I was like this. Yeah. I was just sitting there watching. She nice too, but different. Back up, damn! Back up. I still remember my girl in my face. I'd be like, "Just back up, shit!" Like you,
back the fuck up.
Are you mushing? Like, move! Like sometimes ain't you just have that urge with somebody in your flight up on you, and you just like move.
I be thinking about it. I was like people talking to me sometimes. I'd be like, "Damn, this motherfucker breath thing."
Yo,
I just want to slap the fuck out of him. Don't do it.
Like, you just have that urge, like, bro, like, all of a sudden, like, I told you, when I had that big tube of, like, that dog, like, that fresh dog food, It was, like, one of those big tubes. I ain't gonna lie, them shits was on sale. I was like, what? I said, let me get two of them bitches. Let me get two of them. And that shit lasted for about a month and a half.
Damn.
But listen, bro, once I got those big, I was like this. I, like, remember I told you, I was like, then I saw somebody, like, a little kid. I just, boop.
It's like, sometimes your intrusive thoughts gonna just take
like,
over.
Just hit him in the head, like, oh nah, bro, I saw one woman with a bald head. I was like, bro, I said, what happens if I just had this, like, I just saw alcohol. Somebody just randomly put alcohol in office supplies. I said, what the hell about alcohol? I saw that woman bald head. I was like, well, what happens if I just oh
god, dumbass.
I ain't know it's gonna clap that hard. Smack the shit out of that. And guess ooh, what? And guess what? The stinging still gonna be stinging because the alcohol, nigga.
The what, nigga?
You know, because you know what percentage that shit was? 97.
God damn.
That shit be burning. What are we talking about?
Yeah, that shit gonna be burning for like a good 5 minutes. That shit gonna have your shit on fire.
Shit.
Motherfucker hit the damn desk.
Nigga, just bam! Like, yo, intrusive thought. Nah, speaking of popcorn.
And he said, come outside. That's crazy.
My black ass really about to look at that window, too. I like,
fuck, like, we can look outside.
Yeah, but I see. What the fuck you mean? I fuck with that tattoo.
I'm saying that shit hard.
She got a smile on her.
Who? Her? Oh, yeah.
But, bruh, just, nah, listen, hear me out. Listen, for anybody, if any of my friends watching this shit, like, or old from middle school, high school, listening to shit that rode the bus, bruh. Miss Britt Bus. That time when y'all smelled rotten eggs, nigga, that was me. I didn't fart. You wanna know what I had?
What?
I had popcorn, right? And I said, damn, I want some popcorn. I had spilled butter in that bitch. And I shake it up. It was too much butter in there. It soaked up, right?
Oh, no.
Bro, that shit smelled like rotten eggs. The moment I opened that bitch on the bus, all windows was closed. I said, bro, I feel like some popcorn, nigga. I opened that bitch up. Everybody's like, oh, my God, what is that smell?
And they closed that bitch immediately.
I did. I was like, what is that smell? And nigga, guess what? People did not know it was me. Some people who were sitting close to me didn't know it was me. Like, what is that smell, bro? What is that? So, Zach, you smell that? I said, I don't smell nothing, man.
What do you smell?
I said, my nose stuff. My nail, I can't smell nothing, bro. And guess what the little kids say? Ew! In the front. Miss Britt, bro, she said, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's, you know, bro, when I'm talking about that shit was rotten, that shit was stank. Like, bro, because the butter soaked up all the popcorn. It had that little egg type smell. Bro, they heard to put them the windows down quick as hell. They put them windows down quick as hell, bro.
God damn. What? He said he just emphasized the message saying come outside. It's only 6:48, nigga. Damn.
What, they already there?
I think so.
Well, it's about 56 minutes right here, bro.
Shit. I'm gonna say we come.
Rolling. Rolling down the river. Rolling. I say that shit a lot. Bruh. Shit, you not remember the stream where my first stream where I was just doing the Just Talk?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, look at me. Look. Since we zoomed in, I can do this shit now. Look. Remember I told you, like, it's a problem that I need to stop doing? Like, I don't eat breakfast and I don't eat lunch, but I wait till dinner. Because I do that now. When I was little, I didn't used to, but now I just don't feel like eating. I didn't eat shit that whole day. The only thing I ate was like a freaking room temperature apple. And you know me, I like it cold. And it's like crispy. Like Honey Crisp. Like, it's crispy because you can get that crunch. And then with a room temperature apple, it's like
mushy.
I don't like that shit. It was a texture. So I spit that shit out. I couldn't eat it. Bro,
before I pull off, I know this nigga ain't rushing me.
Real quick, bro. We gotta finish this shit real quick. But, bruh, imagine this. I had my phone, right? Listen, look at TikTok. It was ramen. It was steak ramen, bro. From scratch. Like, just fall. No, it was some type of ramen, but it was steak. Yeah, steak ramen. Let's take this one now.
Because, goddamn.
Hey, I'm holding. I'm still holding this mic.
I can't see shit. Bro, we might have finished it later because this thing going to leave us for real.
Yeah. Okay, bruh.
I know damn well he not finna leave us.
But real quick, let me just call him. Fucking way out there for real. I hope he don't go ahead and do that shit and he bogged down.
Listen. Nigga, don't rush us.
Audacity.
Yeah, man, you talking some hurry before I pull off, nigga. You know we take good and well long time before us, nigga.
Alright.
We coming, nigga. We coming.
We coming, bro.
Nah, we about to finish it right now. We coming. Nigga, we about to finish up now.
We coming outside.
Alright.
Shit. We still got good, like, what? 2 bars in this shit.
Goddamn, let's just, we'll be back.
You bet. Yeah, let's just, actually, no, we can finish right, because this shit about to head out about an hour. I was like this, bro. I was hungry as hell. I looked at my car. I had my phone, right? I was still scrolling, working on the machine. Then all of a sudden, I saw steak ramen. I like, bro, when I'm talking about that shit was delicious from scratch, I like, oh, shit.
I'm like, look. His damn chest.
Look up. I was like this. I said, oh, dear Lord, I'm about to bust. I said that shit so loud, you could have heard me on the other end of this section. And then all of a sudden, I was like this. Then I looked up, I was like, camera right now, like, fuck.
Yo, it's cold. Yo, it's clear.
Damn, I was like, damn. I said, I can't do shit. I said, I'm already caught. So I guess what I kept on doing, I was like. It's been real. It's been your boy Zach Dry, aka ZTL.
Hey, your boy Bantu Tum, aka Bambino.
And we about to hurry up and leave before
we get left. Yeah. Come on, nigga.
Deuces.